Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you all doing? We are having a time, are we not? So we'll get to all the things that did and didn't happen this weekend with the Maryland Black Bears as their games with the Maine Nordiques were postponed and the games for a second straight weekend go postponed. There's no word on a makeup date. There is no word on the reason being canceled aside from safety precautions. Maine does have a travel advisory where you have to quarantine for 14 days or give test results 72 hours before coming in. It's a situation where the Black Bears now go to New Jersey, who have those same kind of rules. Danbury beforehand was the same kind of rules. We're at a point now where we're not entirely sure what could become of the season. Massachusetts is the same thing. Pennsylvania, I'm sure, has some kind of regulations. With Maryland's numbers going up or increasing slightly, you have to wonder when the state and counties are going to start reverting back to old ways. We have a situation, ladies and gentlemen. We knew this was going to happen. We knew the uncertainty of the season being as it is. We knew that something was probably going to throw a stick in the spokes. Didn't know it was going to happen this early. And wrote something on clutchandcrabhockey.com about the situation, mentioning that the Black Bears have also not practiced since the pause has happened. That is coming from the Black Bears front office. They gave me permission to say that. They didn't say much else. I didn't pry into much else either. I just kind of made sure that that was on the record before I shared it with people. Because I was wondering, too. Because you got to figure with these two weekends off, then you have to wonder that things are going to go the way of just making sure that, obviously, safety first. Let's not get it twisted. Safety is the ultimate thing here for the players, for everyone else, for the billets, for the staff, everybody. That's a number one. I think the thing now is with players not being able to play, what the condition is going to be like when they come back, without practice, not getting those reps in that way. How are the players going to do? Is it going to be more risk for injuries when that's all said and done? It brings about a whole new host of questions, that's for damn sure. So here we sit on the 10th of November and wonder what's going to happen next. Like I said, this weekend, New Jersey is supposed to be the opponents at New Jersey, but at the same time, New Jersey also has the travel restrictions as they did. Don't know if they had those a couple weeks back. They might have had the same ones when Maryland went up there. So maybe they will get these weekend games off, but it's anyone's guess at this point right now. I know earlier in the week, last week, Maine and Danbury had their games postponed. It was a midweek game, so that was postponed from there. So it's a odd time for everyone involved. It is a difficult situation for everyone involved. After this weekend against New Jersey, if it does go off, Maryland has a 3-weekend homestand. We'll see if that gets off per Baltimore County or State of Maryland rules and regulations. Not entirely sure what's going to happen. Maybe we'll be able to hear by Thursday, by Friday. Actually, I found out about the game's cancellations through Nathan Fourier of the Lewiston Sun Journal, who's the beat writer for the Maine Nordiques. So that's how I first found out about it. And onward and upward from there. I mean, it's a rough situation for everyone involved. You don't want to have this all shutter down once you get things going. It's not great for anybody involved, but we'll see how this goes. We'll see what comes of it. A lot of season still to go, a lot of time to make up, and I'm sure everyone knew that this would be a situation. This would be something that comes up, and here we are as a people moving forward. to a little happier news, I suppose, with the with Maryland Black Bears and their alumni. First and foremost, Cooper Black has made the Omaha Lancers roster and also was named part of the Hockey News' 40 to watch of the USHL by Ryan Kennedy, one of the key scribes there for prospects. So big ups to the big man in between the pipes. We'll see how good he does in Omaha. Keep a little track on him and another Maryland Black Bear alum as well, as a new segment to this whole thing, since we do have plenty of time to fill. On the Green Bay side, staying in the USHL, Braden Stannert and Aaron Randazzo both made the Green Bay Gamblers roster, so they will be sticking in Green Bay. Of course, Stannert was a great rookie last year. Randazzo came over in a trade with Odessa. There it is. Odessa, and he played a few games under his belt before the season ended there. A born in Annapolis, calls Alexandria, Minnesota his home, so a local tie in there. Also, Cameron Recchi has used his dual citizenship, easy for me to say, to his advantage, as he has joined the Salmonar Silverbacks of the BCHL. BCHL getting some games off. They might be going to an interior bubble as well. But Recchi playing so far with the Silverbacks, who I think are going through some preseason warmups here. And actually, they are in the regular season. It looks like 12 games in. Holy crap. What are you guys doing? It's insanity. Recchi, 6 games played, nothing on the stat sheet whatsoever, wearing number 7, so a little bit of off time for him, considering his number 8 has been adorned to him more often than not during his career. But he has used that to go to the BCHL, up his chances at possibly getting some college in, some college looks on the West Coast rather than just East Coast looks or what have you. So there you go. Cameron Recchi claiming Kamloops, BC is his hometown when he claims Pittsburgh before. You got to listen. I can't front on that, man. Love it. I would do the same thing if I was him. I got Canadian citizenship, so I would claim Calgary if I played up there, just to get in there and make sure it's good to go. So good luck to all those guys. We'll be keeping a little tabs on them. Of course, former Black Bear Wilmer Skoog with Boston University. They're going to start here soon enough, and we'll get some other guys there if we can find some Maryland Black Bear alum, what they're doing outside of the NAHL. And hope for the best for all of them involved. So we'll keep track of that week to week. Team Maryland, after a couple of weeks hiatus for themselves, they're back on the ice Tuesday after this podcast happens against the Philadelphia Little Flyers. Allegedly, fingers crossed, like I said, as of recording, I'm recording this at 8:46 p.m. Eastern on the 9th, Monday. So we'll see if these games go off. If they do, St. Bartholomew's, I'm good to go. But Saturday, Sunday going to be the real issues, as they are supposed to take on the Connecticut Rough Riders and the New York Apple Corps. We will see if those games go off again. Restrictions, and how those things are handled moving onward and upward from there. Team Maryland started off hot, 6-3-1. Still got some momentum with them. But the biggest thing now is using that time off and making sure that they are able to kind of rebound. Went on a little bit of a skid there. I want to say four-game? Was it a four-game skid? 3 or 4-game skid. And, now they are back up at them, hoping for the best and trying to get back on that winning streak before long and before they get into a little bit more of a drought. So the 2 weeks off, hopefully time for reflection, time to reset. Time to get things going off after that hot start and try to regroup to see what they can do better in order to keep the push alive. Some community corkboard news. Stuff still signing up, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to play 3-on-3 hockey there at Whitey's Pond at the Laurel Ice Gardens, you guys can still sign up. Go to statmonsters.com. They will have some links and stuff there for all you need. With all of that situation, 3-on-3 outdoor hockey. What could go wrong? I mean, it's the rink itself looks pretty fancy. I've been there once. I've seen it once. It looks pretty cool. I mean, why not? It's outdoor hockey. And yeah, 3-on-3. Pretty cool. Pond hockey at its greatest. You can just don't even have to go far. You can go right down to Laurel and check it out. So go to tgih.statmonsters.com for more info and registration. And speaking about registration, the Silver Sticks tournament in Howard County, 80 teams already signed up within 20 days. So that's pretty dang good. That's if you're scoring at home or even if you're alone, that's 4 teams a day for that 20-day span. So congrats to them getting that up and going. Silver Sticks, like I have preached about on here, a very big tournament in terms of Maryland area teams, Maryland travel teams getting to the Nationals. That was always one of the big things, the big holiday tournaments early on to get into. Never played in one, but hey, that is what it is right now, baby. Interesting situation that was passed on by the MSHL. They passed along to me what the Eastern Hockey Federation had to say about the return to guidelines for ice hockey in Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Easy for me to say. Now, this is from the Eastern Hockey Federation, which is New England's premier youth hockey league overall. So, here is how it goes according to them. And you could take this for what it's worth. They had a follow-up, but that tweet seemed to have been deleted. But they state that the rundown is as such. Initial summary of the guidelines. Masked always. So always on masks. Lockers closed. No out-of-state teams to play in Massachusetts for now. So that's huge because that is a hamper on Northeast. That is a hamper on the East Division going into the Northeast to play in Attleboro, Massachusetts. Whether this guideline is for junior tier hockey or just youth hockey remains to be seen. We will have to kind of go about and figure it out. Like I said, they said it was a part one of two, but part two of two was apparently deleted for now. We look at the schedule and how things plan out for Northeast. We will see what that happens with them as they are going into a weekend where they have 2 afternoon games against Maine this coming weekend on Thursday, Friday. So not even on the weekend. So midweek. Last week they played in Middletown, New Jersey. And so I don't know if I didn't check the New Jersey restrictions about what states are in. It looked like every single one of them except for maybe Tri-State and Northeast area. Therefore, Boston would be fine, the Massachusetts area. I think Washington State and Hawaii were also fine, which I found bizarre to me. In any case, we will see what happens with Northeast if Maine teams are exempt, which I'm sure Massachusetts has a Northeast little corridor there. And we'll see how true this is and if this Eastern Hockey Federation is just pertaining to youth leagues or NHL. I'm sure different governing bodies follow different things. So we will see. We will see what happens and go from there. We are in weird times. We knew this from the start. And it is just going to get more and more severe if people don't mask up, people don't take care of themselves, people don't stay indoors when they can be indoors and let this thing pass. Like, it's a slog for everybody, man. Listen, I'll say, for instance, the North Dakota schedule came out outside of the pod on the New Year's, and I'm looking at it. There's 7 home games here at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. How many of those will get off? Not entirely sure. Will there be people in the stands? Not entirely sure. We are at a situation now that, every other day there's something new. Some positivity, some negativity. The numbers keep going up, people, so you have to take care of yourselves. Mask up. Get things going. Don't go out unless you have to. 6 feet apart, 15 minutes. Don't mingle with people outside your household, which is going to be tough during the holiday season, but, persevere on. Try to do what you can. It sucks for everybody, man. Like, honestly, this is, you can tell in my voice, I'm not a happy bear in that the can't see hockey in terms of, kids starting up and then now we're in a holding pattern, which I'm not mad at anybody. It's just a fact of life we live in right now. So who knows what tomorrow will bring. Hopefully good times, hopefully good things, and hopefully we will see the Maryland Black Bears on the ice sooner rather than later. That's it. I hate to leave it on a down note. Here we are as a people. Oh, you know what? Screw that. Not going to leave on a down note. The United States Naval Academy. The hockey team there, I think it's I want to say they're D3. They're D2. They joined the College Hockey Federation now. But they got on the ice this weekend, I do believe. Let me see if I can find. Yes, there it is right there. I found their Twitter, at USNA Hockey. And it looks like that they got things going in a big way. It looks like an inter-squad scrimmage between D1 and D2. Good times had by all. Look like 25-minute halves. Pretty cool to see those the cadets back out there on the ice, getting some reps in, getting things going. Even if it's just a scrimmage, it's always a plus to see the gentlemen out there ready to go. So, hey, some hope with Navy. And maybe I'll have something about Navy and things going forward on clutchandcrabhockey.com. That's the one, the destination where I write things for Maryland hockey. You can also go to twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod or facebook.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. I put some musings and stuff on there, too. It's a great time for everybody, I'm sure. Or not, I don't know. I'm not your boss. You guys, try to stay safe out there. Do what you can. Protect yourself to protect others. And play that clutch of crab hockey, dear horn. Do what you can. See you there next week. Peace.